Yes, for some question.
Dhanyavad Maharaj. We are searching for Krishna, reality the beautiful, searching for reunion while he is lovingly searching for us, his lost servants. At the same time, our acharyas inaugurate separation over union. Does it mean that
they what?
Inauguration.
I know, but it's not the right word here.
Okay.
Is this you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean they emphasize or
okay.
Inaugurate means to begin something. Like you inaugurate a movement.
I try to use it in the terms.
Inaugural
like,
means like, the beginning of something. So that's, you need to look that up.
Okay, emphasize. Sorry.
No, I mean, one thing I want to say is, I would say today I looked up no less than 20 words in the English language. So I don't assume like I know English. Or even words that I know or that I use, I want to see if I'm. Is that the frog? Oh no!
It's a bat.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. They're all. They want Harikatha also. Why we should deny them? But anyway, so because maybe I'm assuming that I'm using these words properly or precisely. So I look at them again. But I would say today, half of the words I looked up, I just didn't know what they meant. But the others, I was seeing how I'm using that or what is the more precise word. And we know a famous quote attributed to Mark Twain, that saying, what's the difference between an acceptable word and the precise word? Is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug, mm-hmm. which where I grew up, they're called lightning bugs. In other parts, they're called fireflies. You know those. So he said lightning and a lightning bug. That's the difference. When you get the precise word, then the concept comes through very clearly. But I digress. So why don't you start over?
Okay. We are searching for Krishna, reality, the beautiful, searching for reunion while he is lovingly searching for us, his lost servants. At the same time, our acharyas emphasize separation over union. Does it mean that right after finding each other, we are destined to part again, to lose each other?
Thinking ahead. Well, one thing we should say to bring these two concepts together is that Srila Guru Maharaj liked this expression, union in separation. Right. So, and it can get very high and very technical. But there's something interesting that I'll just say because Guru Maharaj made a reference to it. It's in the Golden Volcano called, when Rupa Goswami explained it, Purvarag. And Gopal, you know, Purva means before, right? When you say someone's Purvashram, what their previous. So what this is telling us is before you meet Krishna, and Rupa Goswami is the expert telling you, well, what can be. That's not just one way, it could be many ways. Having not seen Krishna for a short time, that's one type. It's very beautiful actually saying, that'll be a certain level of emotion. Having not seen Krishna for a long time, more intense emotions. Having never seen Krishna, so to speak, first time, as we told with the Vipra Putnis, the wives of the Brahmins, we're told they heard about Krishna, like in Vrindavan, and still in parts of Bengal, the sellers, you know, they come through the town and like, there's the guy with the keys, he's doing that, and then the guy, blam, 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 the cotton guy, right? He fluffs your pillows. And when I first went there in the early 70s, you would hear many. and calling and letting the people know what they have. And even here, there's a truck that comes by in the morning. It has fruit and vegetables on it and snacks driving by, and they'll stop at your place. So in Vrindavan is a village. It's village life. It's the ultimate reality, but it's village life. So there are fruit sellers and the flower fool wala, the flower like we have here, garland makers. Remember the lady and Dum Dum Park we called Mala Didi? I don't know what her actual name was, but she made garlands every morning, and so she just became known as Mala Didi. So anyway, these ladies primarily who are selling fruits in Vrindavan, we understand they're super exalted souls, actually. Otherwise, how can they be walking in the plain of Vrindavan? Vaikunthir prithivyari sakala chinmoy. The soil of Vaikuntha is chinmoy. And we see Gopal, we think of Bengal. You know the Narottam saying, Gora Mandalabhumi Jeva Chintamani Mani. You know that? It's in the song, Anitai Padaka, I forget which song, but he's saying, Gora Mandal. The whole, that means not just now, the whole area, Gora Mandal, the circle, is made out of Chintamani, if you have the eyes to see that. So, in that world where the soil is Chintamani, or Guru Maharaj said, the soil is Guru. It is superior to us. So how can you walk there? Right? That would be to touch your foot to what is worshipable. Right? To touch your foot to anything is considered an offense. Right? Because of the especially living beings, because of the presence of the Paramatma. So you see in India, people do not move things with their foot, ever, maybe the shoe. Even then they would pick them up and move them. They wouldn't push it with their foot. So that soil how can you walk in that soil, in that plane? Remember, Chinmoy means it's not only consciousness, but consciousness enriched with devotion. And in the case of Goloka, consciousness enriched with the highest type of devotion. So how can you take one step in that world? Seva mayoyam loka. It must be out of a service necessity, otherwise not. It is not for curiosity seekers, right? Or academicians, they're doing an academic, we know Sanskrit. They don't even speak Sanskrit there, actually. We're told they speak Sanskrit to devatas, but they speak bridge bole. They have their own language. They're not sophisticated people. They're jnana shunya bhaktas. As Guru Maharaj said, Krishna likes to surround himself with ignorant people. I mean, he's joking because it's a play on jnana shunya bhakti. So, what are they saying? So, what was the thread? That in that plane
is Guru.
Yes. Oh, so only out of service necessity. So also the spiritual world is described as seva mayoyam loka. It's not just that there's service there. In this sense, you can say it's constructed out of service. It's made out of seva, that plane. That's how we can connect with it from here. We have to really dramatically alter our thinking about these things. So it's not just some place where seva is an option. It's constructed of seva and servitors. That is the spiritual world. Everything there is serving. The Jamuna is serving as a river. Everything is serving. There's nothing, there's not anything in the spiritual world that is not serving. Just like Guru Maharaj like to remind us that Raghunath Das Goswami says, Yat kinchit trigumaki kata mukam goste samastamitat sarvananda mukunda doitam lilanukulam param. He says, even the insects, their mukunda doita, like we were talking about the mat, why Guru Maharaj said, at the mat, you have to respect every tree and everything that is there. When he and Satish Prabhu, they cleared that land, right? Saki Charan Babu donated the land for the mat, and Satish Prabhu and Guru Maharaj, they did the clearing to make way, make it suitable for temple. Very hard work, but we were told by Srila Gurudev and sometimes alluded to by Guru Maharaj himself, with what if they had to remove something, with such great care, they did that. They had respect for the plants, trees, creepers, everything there, because that's also of the Dham, right? Not only Gauramandal, but of Navadvip Dham. So they're respecting every aspect. So the soil is serving, the Jamuna, the trees, the insects, the birds, the bees, right? And Bhagavatam, there's a section in I think the second canto, where it talks about the king of the bumblebees. He is like expert at Harikatha, and he's sometimes madly chanting Harikatha, and Krishna and Balaram, the cow, everyone in Vrindavan, they're listening. He's a bumblebee, but he's an exalted soul, and nectar's dripping from his mouth, and he's madly praising Krishna and Goloka and the environment. To be a bee there is an exalted position. So, in that plane, and I like to say in this regard that Srila Guru Maharaj said that at the end of perhaps the Kalyana Kalpataru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you know the word Jarudar, sweeper? Yes. He says, I'm Jarudar in the Namhata of Nityananda, a sweeper in that Namhata, right? Marketplace. But Saraswati Thakur said, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a sweeper there, then I am one of the straws in his broom. Right? Like we say, Trinadupi Sunichena Tororupi Sahivna. So he said, if Bhaktivinoda is a sweeper there, he's so exalted, that plane is so exalted, then I'm one of the straws in his broom. But then Guru Maharaj went on to say, if we take it that this is a sincere statement, it's not just being clever, but it's from his heart he's saying that. He said, then we will understand the unit of construction of the swaroop. We say Jive Swaropoi Krishna Nitya Das Muktir Hitbanyata Rupam Swaropena Vivasiti. So he's saying these are the units of construction of the swaroop, the spirit. What is that? Service, self-giving. Right? That's what he's telling you. And one built upon another, built upon another, built upon another. So the whole spiritual world is constructed in this sense of seva. And it is that seva is revealed. Bargo bai vishabhanu jatma bivabai karadana sri puram. Srimati Radharani, as Guru said, and the Tungamani Mandire, she's like a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. The halo of Radharani, Guru Maharaj said, faith is the halo of Radharani. She, that means, and not like these lights. When we talk about spiritual light, illumination, not like these, right? That light, but the superior kind of light, constituted not only of consciousness, but dedicating consciousness, and consciousness enriched with the highest sort of dedicating tendency. That's how we have to conceive. And that's good news for us. Then that means we can do some seva here that connects us to that plane. But that whole world, first of all, according to Guru Maharaj and his analysis, subjective evolution of consciousness, the whole objective world is like an iceberg floating in an ocean of consciousness to begin with. Consciousness is the, in this sense, primordial substance. But what does consciousness enable is feeling, and the feeling of happiness, sat-chit-anandam. Chit allows for anandam, to feel anandam, right? So, why did I say that? Because...
If Bhaktivinoda is a sweeper, then...
No, yeah, and then the next.
Unit of construction.
So that plane, how it's constructed, of seva and self-giving, right? So, and then... I failed to mention that, because how can we take a step in that plane? Out of service necessity, and Gromer's example, like the altar. You should not touch your foot to the altar or anything sacred, right? That's an aparad. But sometimes you have to put the crown on the deity, and you have to walk up the altar, stand on the altar to put the crown on Krishna. Right? They put some cloth, but still they have to step on the altar, which you cannot do. But how can you do it? In seva. Out of service necessity, you can do that. So that spiritual world, you can take one step there out of a service necessity. So Das Goswami and the Vilapa Kusumanjali as the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, showing what is our ultimate necessity. He says, Sakkaya me mama namostu namostu nityam sakkaya te mama rasastu rasastu satyam. No, sakkaya me, yeah, dashaya te mama rasastu satyam. He's saying, sakyam, more intimate dealings, that I'm worshipping. I will not enter that plane unless there is some necessity. And I focus on dasyam, on the least aspect of seva. If I'm called into that plane, I answer that call. Otherwise, what would I be doing there without being under the guidance, the order of a superior servitor? So, these flower ladies, that they're selling flowers in Vrindavan means they're super exalted souls to achieve that position. And while they're doing this, they're going around. They're telling the pastimes of Krishna. They engage in Harikatha. You remember how Gurudev would say, when these stories he heard when he was a young boy, that are not in the Bhagavatam and other places. He said, I came to realize in time. They were in Garga Sangita, but they were stories told by like mother, grandmother, auntie, stories they're telling that you couldn't find in the Bhagavatam. He's like, where did they get these stories? Garga Sangita and other places handed down. So in that way, they're engaged in Harikatha, moving around. These Brahmins' wives, they're hearing. Flower sellers, fruit sellers saying, oh, the other day, did you hear what happened? What? Krishna punished Kaliya. That Kaliya who's been polluting the Jamuna? Yes. Krishna danced on his heads and punished him, and then all the poison came out, he became converted into a Vaishnava. They're telling all these different paths, and they're hearing, the wives, they're hearing about Krishna. They've not seen Krishna yet. They're hearing. Srutva gunan bhuvana sundara sunvatam te. By hearing nama rupa guna lila, from nam, from shabda, from sound comes rupa. The rupa comes out of the sound in Krishna conception. So they're hearing about him. That means Krishna is actually appearing on the lotus of their hearts. Right? What is that? Dunoti Shamalam Krishna Shalyasha Yatasharat. Can't remember the first line. Anyway, through sound, Krishna conception enters the heart, the deep heart's core, or core consciousness, and then the rupa of Krishna appears. So these Brahmins, they had the, in this sense, the not only seeds of Krishna conception, but it was, you know, flowering and beyond flowering, about to express fully in Krishna Prem. And then on the plea of being hungry, the Krishna had the cowherd boys approach the Brahmins and ask them for something to eat. For, you know, they were very hungry from all the cow herding in the morning. And the Brahmins, you know, Svaha, and they're saying, no, we have more mantras to chant. It is not prasadam yet. You have to wait some time. And then when the yajna is finished, then the prasad will be distributed, but not before. And, you know. So then the cowherd boys come back, and Krishna said, what happened? They go, they won't give anything. They said the yajna is not finished. They have more mantras to chant. They're, you know, they don't know. He's Yajneshwar. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. All Yajna is meant for him. Right? Anyway, so there he is asking personally, and they're denying. And they're Brahmins, they know Sanskrit, they know all the mantras, they know everything. But this Raga Bhakti, they don't know. So, but Krishna always wants to shine the spotlight on the devotion of his devotees. So he said, go ask their wives. And they go, cowherd boys go, Krishna and Balaram, cowherd boys are nearby. They're very hungry. And the wives say, oh, I just made, I have so many things. All of them, they get together, they're bringing everything they made. They're running. They sometimes, like the gopis, not dressing properly, dressing backwards. They're so... they immediately run to Krishna. And they come into a clearing. And it's described in the Bhagavatam, their first glimpse of Krishna. Right? It says, Shyamam Hiranyaparidam Banamaya Barha Datu Prabhala Naravesham Anavratangshe Vinyastamastam Hirena Harnam Karnot Utpalaka Kapola Mukabjahasam. So it says Krishna has a big smile on his face, and he is leaning with one arm on the cowherd boy, and he's twirling a lotus flower and smiling. And they're seeing Krishna, and their hearts are melting and being flooded with Madhura Rasa sentiments. And we're told, Krishna, he's twirling this lotus flower, it's moving like that. And their hearts are moving, like with the movement of the lotus flower. And they're becoming dizzy. They're like on the verge of fainting. But Krishna's just smiling. And now he's shown the superiority of their devotion, sends them back to their husbands. And when they return, now the husbands have come to their senses. And they're saying, you know, in Sanskrit, the word deek means like, they're cursing themselves and saying, what is the use of these mantras and yajna and everything? And they say to their wives, you are our guru, actually. We should be giving you proper guidance and advice, but we're not. We're getting the proper guidance from you. So really, you are our gurus. And they all lived happily ever after. So, it's mentioned in different places, and it's a very fine thing, because we're talking about Nitya Leela. So, there can be an awakening of love and affection before full-blown meeting with Krishna. Right? And that's a very good thing. Just as Guru Maharaj will say, when there's hunger, then we appreciate eating. They have a saying, hunger is the best spice. Right? So when you're very hungry, then you're relishing every morsel on account of the intense hunger. So separation produces this hunger. And the deeper the separation, the deeper the appreciation or the enjoyment of union. This is the normal way things are moving. And we're told, because of our present position, to cultivate the feelings of separation, because that's legitimate according to our present position. Being forgetful of our relationship with Krishna, and in that sense, separated by that forgetfulness. The cure of which is remembrance. But when we see the works of the Goswamis, read Chaitanya Charitamritam, Ramananda Samvad, we will see that divine love is peculiar in different ways. And one is Ramananda, when the conversation of Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, which Guru Maharaj says forms the basis of his ontological method of interpretation. Mahaprabhu is always saying, asking a question, and Ramananda is responding, and after Jnani Prayasimudapasanamantayeva, Mahaprabhu says, Iho hoy, agi kaho ar, I accept that, go further, go deeper. Like we say, dive deep into reality. So Ramananda starts diving deeper and deeper into reality. Describing Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsali Rasa, Madhura Rasa, he's going deeper and deeper. And then Mahaprabhu at one point says, he's describing about Radha and Krishna. And Mahaprabhu was saying, can you go deeper? And Ramananda says, there is something more that can be said, but I don't know if you will be happy to hear it. And you said in the beginning, in this talk, every question should be answered with Shastric reference. So all the slokas coming, Mahaprabhu asks a question, Ramananda refers to a sloka and explains that. He's saying, but here, I can't quote any scripture to you. There's more that can be said, but there's no scripture that describes this. But I've written a song, and in my song, it's described. And maybe you would like to hear that song. And Gopal knows, and Gurudev would sometimes sing this. He'd sing the whole song, he's never explaining anything, just it's all in Bangla and he's just singing it. Because it's so high and we can't describe everything there. But in principle, what is being said is that sometimes in the union of Radha and Krishna, it is so intense, their union, that they begin to feel as if they have lost one another. when they're lost in one another, it like a, in a sense, a loss of identity, but retaining that at the same time, they're feeling here like separation and union. There's union and separation, how separation brings about intense remembrance. We're told by Chakravarti Thakur, when there's union, that's one level of focus on Krishna. And Krishna's there, and everything else is, how do you say, not in focus. It's, what's the word? Removed?
Blurred.
Yes, but not blurred. It means you're so focused on one thing that everything else is like eliminated.
Out of focus.
Yeah, but that gives another concept to the mind.
Okay.
You have to understand photography and depth of field. But separation is like infinite depth of field. Everything reminds one of Krishna. See, in union, put it this way. In union, you forget everything but Krishna. There's Krishna, you forget everything else. What are you going to think of seeing or experiencing Krishna, right? But separation means, in separation, everything you see reminds you of Krishna. You see Krishna in everything. So that's a different, going in another direction. So, but here in Ramananda Swami, he's saying, sometimes Radha and Krishna are combined and they start feeling separation in deep union. And Mahaprabhu puts his hand over his mouth, don't say anymore. This is too much. But I asked you to go deeper. You went very deep. Now that's enough. and then, of course, he reveals himself. Ramananda is saying, when we started this conversation, I saw you as a sannyasi. And he said, but no, I don't see the sannyasi anymore. When I look at you, I see Shyama Gopurup, Krishna. And at first, Mahaprabhu was saying, oh, we've heard of the Mahabhagavata, who sees Krishna everywhere and everything. So when you see me, you're also seeing Krishna. You're that Bhagavatottama, the highest type of Mahabhagavata. You see Krishna in everyone and everything, everywhere. Oh, I'm so fortunate to be with you. And Ramananda is saying, no, but that's not all I see. I see Shyama Goparup Krishna as a cowherd boy, but I see that he's covered by a golden girl. What is this? Right. And then Mahaprabhu says, I cannot conceal myself from your loving heart, devotion, affection. Yes, you know who I am. Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyekarup. Rasaraj Krishna, Mahabhav Radharani, the two combined as one. And then seeing that, Ramananda faints. And Guru Maharaj makes the point that what he revealed to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in the Sadbhuj Murti, it's described there as his Ishwar Murti. That means he revealed to Sarvabhauma that he is God. What Mahaprabhu revealed to Ramananda is not that he's God or divinity. It's not Ishwar Murti. But Rasaraj Krishna Mahabhav Swarupani Radha Thakurani, the two of them combined together. And already the divinity of Mahaprabhu is already factored in here. He's now revealing his interior, his ecstatic, emotional, devotional interior, Rasaraj and Mahabhav, the supreme positive in the guise of the supreme negative, searching himself. So, what was the end of the question? Tail end.
Does it mean that right after finding each other, we are destined to part again, to lose each other?
Yeah, no one... When we see through analysis, we can say that separation causes the heart, love and affection to achieve greater depths. Right? Just as Guru Maharaj said, when you put pressure on love and affection, the heart, if you're like really putting pressure on it, then what sort of substance comes oozing out from there? So the pressure on the heart is separation. That puts the pressure on the love and affection. Then what sort of love and affection will come? Something deeper. Bahye Rishajalohoi Bitare Anandamoy Krishna Premar Adbhuta Charit. Kaviraj Goswami is saying, this is the Adbhuta Charit, the astonishingly wonderful characteristic of Krishna Prem, that although externally it appears like one is poisoned, like by cobra venom, internally relishing some extraordinary nectarine substance. So, no, but we can say these things by analysis. And on the basis of that analysis, and thinking along these lines, I was thinking, well then, what Mahaprabhu came for, what we hear, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, you know, Krishna, he's feeling separation from himself. What is the zenith point? Ratyatra. Why is that the pastime of Mahaprabhu and his devotees? Because it's a very nice pastime? Why is that special, the Ratyatra? Because that's where Viraha, Krishna Viraha, reaches the highest point. Braja Gopis and Radharani coming from Vrindavan, meeting in Kurukshetra, and they want to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. That's Jagannath's Dwaraka Krishna. Understand? So they're taking him to Gundicha, means from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. And that's what Mahaprabhu and his devotees are celebrating every year. That's the principal pastime that they celebrate. So, thinking along these lines, I thought, and Mahaprabhu spends the last 12 years of his life in the Gangbira, and Puri is that place, and it's all about cultivating separation. And then I thought, well, what about Navadvip? So I asked Guru Maharaj, the highest devotees of Mahaprabhu, where are they? Will it be considered Puri or Navadvip? And Guru Maharaj said, he said, stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu prefer Navadvip. And then he explained, why? Because Navadvip is where they're all happy. With Nimai Pandit at the house of Srivas Thakur, they're having their prem kirtans, Mother Sachi, everything's very happy in Navadvip. And so it's like Vrindavan in that sense. And it is Gupta Vrindavan, as our mot is Gupta Govardhan. But Navadvip as a whole, Gupta Vrindavan. So we see, and Guru Maharaj quoted this song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where we know when Nimai Pandit, 6 years traveling South India, he comes back to Navadvip, and he's Vishnu Priya, everyone is there, she's on the side. He steps out of the paduka, and Vishnu Priya takes those padukas and worships them for the rest of her life, but he's proceeding on, and he goes to Vidyanagar, to the house of Vidya Vachaspati. Is that still the name, Gopal? Yes. Vidyanagar, still. Yeah, and that's where Vidya Vachaspati is there, and Jayadev lived there for some time with Padmavati, and Sarvabhauma's from there, although he was in Puri. And they had a school there. So anyway, Mahaprabhu is going there. And we know then he's on the rooftop and all the people outside, that we're told hundreds of thousands, millions, they're coming. Even the gods are descending and mixing with human people. Rupa Goswami says in the Chaitanya Astakam, what does he say? Not Raso Dhamma, not Sureshanam Durgam Viti. My memory is starting to go. Shiva Parameshti Girisha Parameshti Prabhupati Bhi Shabhaktebhya Sudham Nijabhajanam Upadrisham Sat Chaitanya Kame Punar Pidushor Yashyati Padam. That they, Shiva and Brahma, they want to have a glimpse of the beauty of Mahaprabhu, so they're coming as human beings. And so many gods and goddesses are coming. Sado Pasya Sriman Dritta Manujakaye Pranayitam Bahadbi Girvane Girisha Parameshti Pabritibi. So it's swelling, we're told they're going through the Ganga by any means necessary. There's so many people, you cannot drown. They just decide to cross the river. And there's so many people that you can't drown. And they're madly going to that house to have a glimpse of Gaura Hari. They're climbing trees, and by the Lord's mercy and mystic power, even twigs could support a human being. So they're in the trees, and then Vidya Vachaspati is saying to Mahaprabhu, you have to go, they're going to, you know, they're threatening me. They think I'm keeping you in here, hiding you, and I won't let you come out. So for my sake, please give them your darshan. Because these people want to kill me. You know, they're saying, if you don't let Gaura Hari come out, you know, we want to see him, you know. So then Mahaprabhu, all right, and he goes on the top, and then everyone goes mad seeing the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he's going, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and they're all, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And Rupa Goswami saying how beautiful he is, Raso Dhamma Kamar Buddha Madura Dhamma Jala Tanur Jati Nam Utangshas Tarani Koti Vidyoti Basana Hiranya Nam Lakshmi Varana Vivekan Angika Rucha Sat Chaitanya Kime Punar Apidashor Yashati Padam Raso Dhamma Kamar Buddha. This is Rupa Goswami. And that Raso Dhamma Kamar Buddha Madura Maduro Jwala. Anything Kama Arbuda means 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity, and I'm repurposing this word, Raso Udama, Utam Rasa. Raso Dhamma Kamar Buddha Madura Dhamma Jula Tanur. Seeing the sweetness and the beauty of the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was like 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. And the golden color of his form, not growing, not like this ordinary gold. And we've seen sometimes in India when they're judging the quality of gold, you know, they cut the gold. Because it can become dull. But if you cut, take a knife and cut like a tola, and you have a bar, you cut, you'll see this, the real like coruscating flash of brilliance of gold. Because it hasn't dimmed by being, you know, in the environment. So that you cut, see the inside. So you're saying, the beauty of the Gaura Hari, Gauranga, is beyond what we can conceive. And they're all seeing that. And we know, showing his Rupa Nuga Dhara like qualities Srila Guru Maharaj in his own poetry, Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, where he says, Svarnakoti Dharpa Nabadeho Varna Gauravam, Padma Parijata Banditanga Sorabam, Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram, Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gora Sundaram. So, because Rupa Goswami gave his description, saying, that is so beautiful. And Babaji Maharaj, when Guru Maharaj said, why do you like to sing my slokas? And he said, because they're like, what you write is like what Rupa Goswami says. And so here, what is that? We told 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. What does Guru Maharaj say? Koti kami murchitangri rupa rasa rangaram. That 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. You think, how could you possibly improve on these things? Srila Keshava Maharaj said about Guru Maharaj, when he saw Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, he said, no one can compete with him. He said, sometimes the poetry is, they want to express some siddhanta, the poetry is not very good. Sometimes they make the poetry very sweet, but the siddhanta is not proper. He said, but here, the siddhanta is the highest and perfectly expressed and in the most beautiful poetic way. So the perfect combination of siddhanta and poetry, that is Guru Maharaj. So when that place, that even Brahma and Shiva are donning human forms to have a glimpse of the beauty of Guru Hari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his song, he is one of the members of the group. These are the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's there. And he's saying, seeing Mahaprabhu on that rooftop of Vidyavachaspati, he's praying and saying, pleading with him, when will you give up the robes of renunciation, the sannyas vesh, and come back to Srivasangam and join with us in our kirtan there? And what is that saying? When Radharani and Brajagopis, they see Rajvesh of Krishna, like, where is your flute? And your Gopavesh, now you're dressed like a king, no flute. What kind of Krishna is this? This is not our Krishna, an imposter. They say, no, Krishna, you need to come back to Vrindavan, you know, and get right again. So they're pleading, give up that Rajvesh. So in the Bhaktivinoda song, they're saying, give up the Maharaj Vesh and come back to Srivasangam and happy times we'll have with the Prem Nam Sankirtan. So Guru Maharaj said, stalwart devotees will prefer that. So the reason I'm saying this is that no one will, because of some sort of analysis saying that separation yields a higher, deeper quality of love, wish for separation. That's the peculiar thing. That's because of it's one cancels the other. What's the word for that? There's another word for that. Things that, anyway. You understand? Because of their love, they can't tolerate a moment's separation. They're cursing Brahma. Atati yad bhavan anikananam tutiryu gayate tamapaschatam kundalam srimukam jate yada udikshitam pakshmakridrisham. The gopis are saying, Brahma, he's a fool. He made eyelids that blink, and when they blink, we don't see Krishna. He doesn't know what he's doing. Think, they're gopis, they're teenage girls, and they're calling the creator a fool. And they're not normally disrespectful to people in authority positions. Should be said. Everything. Oh, I know teenage girls like that. They're not like that. The Braja Gopis are perfect in every way, but their separation is so intense that they can't keep it to themselves. They have to curse Brahma for making eyes that blink. So that group who can't tolerate the blink of an eye, they're not going to wish for separation. So Krishna has to have, you know, the department of separation. Yogamaya, and it's very beautiful to see the representatives of Yogamaya, like Purnamasi and others. They're creating conflict in Vrindavan. These different elderly gopis and other, they're creating a situation where they will be separated, knowing that it will generate greater love and affection in the heart, so then that when they meet, the union will be even more enjoyable. So it's the department of Yogamaya to concoct, in a sense, but this concoction is reality, right? To make conditions where they have to become separated. And Rupa Goswami says, I hear Riva Gata Prem Naswa Bhava Kuti Labhavet. Krishna Prem moves like a serpent, not this way, but in a zigzag way. But we know even when it's going like this, it's going in a particular direction. So it's moving in a zigzag way. That means like, so union, separation, union, separation, conflict. That's why there's an opposition party. Chandravali and her group, they're the opposition party. They're trying to take Krishna away from Radharani. That makes Radharani and the Braja Gopis try harder to get Krishna. We can see this from the analysis of the Goswamis, but no one will desire that. But we can understand that this will happen. And it already happens. Like Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says in one place, like devotees might say, I'm taking Krishna Nam, but why am I not tasting the rasa and, you know, like Bhaktivinoda, what does he say in the song? Kabe habe bolo sedi namar. What is one of them? Amar aparada guchi shudha name ruchi. What's the next? There, saying, when will my offenses cease and then shudha nam? So the devotees might be lamenting, and Vishwanath says, Krishna could get you, say Hare Krishna. Krishna can give you Krishna Prem. He's saying, but he knows you can do better. He could give it, but he knows like this. And really, do we want something so cheap? Right? Rather, you know, yad vanchana sri lalana churatapo vihaya kamam suchiram dridam vrita. Lakshmi Devi did austerities in the tapovan for lifetimes. We want that thing. We want the thing that maybe it takes 1,000 lifetimes to get it. What would that be? That it takes 1,000. And that wouldn't even be that, just to use it. 1,000 life, are you ready for something? It takes 1,000 lifetimes to get that. It's that high, that deep, that valuable. That is not to discourage us, that's to make us think more deeply about this. What could have a hold on you, on your heart, that you wouldn't give up the pursuit for 1,000 lifetimes? Well, what could that be? Krishna conception is like that. After not achieving, still can't give it up. No other interest. I'm moving in this direction. And even an inch progress is, we're fine with that. Right? Going in the right direction. When I presented Golden Volcano of Divine Love to Guru Maharaj, a book about Mahaprabhu, he sent me and his secretary to Puri to try and get the Gambhir, the seva was transferring. You know, like sometimes 50 years, it transfers to another group. So Guru Maharaj sent us to try and get it. And we went with Golden Volcano. They put the book where Mahaprabhu sits. And it looked like Mahaprabhu was sitting there. That he was, the book was Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu was the book. And they, on his asan, the Golden Volcano was there. But when we were discussing that, and when Guru Maharaj trying to convey to me how serious he was about this. And you have to understand, at this point, Guru Maharaj is always on his veranda, coming down like three times a year. Gaur Purnima, Radhastami, four times. Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, and Guru Maharaj's appearance. Four times he's coming, basically. And always, like, cannot move so much. And Guru Maharaj says to me, if you get the Gambhir, which is one of the places he considers retiring to before starting Chaitanya Saraswat Math, said, if you can get that seva, he said, then I will come there to inaugurate, there's the proper use of the word, to inaugurate that seva. And Guru Maharaj saw the look of shock on my face. I'm thinking like, he only goes downstairs four times a year. And I'm thinking, the car, airplane, like, how is Guru Maharaj going to go there and survive the journey? And but he was like delighted to see. There was like a look of horror on my face. And he smiled and said, and if I die on the way, I will have died going in the right direction. And then I thought, that's what we want. We want to die going in the right direction. All this stuff about achievement, this, that, and the other, don't waste your time on that. Die going in the right direction, which means Vaishnava, you know, under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, Vaishnava Seva, this line. It's the most wonderful thing. That even if not achieving after 1,000 lifetimes, you can't give it up. It's that sweet, Krishna, that sweet, that charming, that awakens that desire that beyond, we think we've experienced heavy desire here in this world. But what does he say? Kamar Buddha, 10 million cupids, Kandarpakoti, 10 million cupids, Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. We think like, one cupid is more than we can handle in this world. Like male, female attraction. Sometimes we're like, oh my God, this is like too much. And what we're being told here, multiply that 10 million times. That's how seductive Krishna is. And then you think like, oh my God. Yes, my God. That's our God. He's 10 million times more charming, seductive, and attractive than Cupid. Whereas the pull, the attraction of 10 million personified as one. So who would ever want to be separated from that? But Yogamaya knows if she separates the devotees, then that will increase their hankering for union. Then you think, well, if the end result is greater love and affection for Krishna, can it be a bad thing? Only by analysis can you say these things. The heart won't think like that. It will. Separation will make the union all the more relishable. That is the point. And that is the good news for us. Because certainly we can legitimately conceive of ourselves at present experiencing separation from Krishna. And what we want to achieve, if anything, is for that to begin, for that to bother us. You know, to feel something about it. And Guru Maharaj said, unfortunately, you know, we're attracted to what is here foolishly. But when it begins to bother us that we're separate, not just to know intellectually, but that bothers us, this separation from Krishna, this lack of remembrance, then lamentation in Krishna consciousness yields substance. So then it's a good thing to lament in that way. Like, Kabe Habe Bolo Sedina, when will that day come? So many songs like that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has. So that lamentation, it means that the person is developing, going in the right direction. Hare Krishna.